is October 14th, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, broadcasting from the stormy Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. Please also visit and subscribe to spingolaspeaks.net and woolliesblog.blogspot.com and screeningsandyhook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Do not send questions to my regular email as I do not view them during the program. Please also visit the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. Visit our guest lineup at spingola.com. In addition to the links for each guest, I also have other interesting links relative to the guest and his or her subject. We won't take calls until the second hour. Our guest the first hour today is Jordan Goodman. His website is moneyanswers.com. Jordan Goodman has spent the past 40 years focused on one mission, to help Americans do better with their money. He spent 18 years as a journalist at Money, the foremost personal finance magazine in the U.S. He has been a regular guest on countless radio and television programs. He was a weekly commentator on CNN's Business Day for 3 years, on Public Radio International's Marketplace Morning Report weekly for 6 years, on the Mutual Broadcasting System, America in the Morning daily for 8 years, and as a guest expert on NBC TV's News at Sunrise weekly for 9 years. He is the author of numerous books, Barron's Finance and Investment Handbook, Fast Profits in Hard Times, 10 Secret Strategies to Make You Rich in an Up or Down Economy, Master Your Debt / Your Monthly Payments and Become Debt Free. The one that I really like, the title that I really like, is Reading Between the Lies, How to Detect Fraud and Avoid Becoming a Victim of Wall Street's Next Scandal. Jordan, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Deanna.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on the program. And I do hope that the listeners will visit your website and they can ask you specific questions. And your website is full of all kinds of resources. But there are lots of things going on. Of course, the economy, we are all kind of suffering from the economy these days. And you have some specific recommendations. I particularly feel bad about college loans. When I went to college,
right,
it was nothing. You maybe had a job and you paid as you went. Now, students are saddled with loans that they may never be able to pay back the rest of their lives.
$38,000 is the average debt that people are graduating with these days. That's the average. A lot of people with $50,000, $100,000, $150,000 undergraduate debt. And then if you add graduate school on top of that, law school, medical school, business school, dental school, you name it, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 debt on top of that. It's just crazy, Deanna. It's just crazy what people are getting into. And you're right. You can't get rid of the thing. You can't even default on it, because if you did, it stays with you to the grave, actually. It's not dischargeable. Even in bankruptcy, you can't get rid of student loan debt. So this is the problem for this generation, and I agree. So my solution, I always talk about the problem, but I'm always going to give a solution as well for everything we talk about here. So I actually did a book on this called The Ultimate Guide to Student Loans, which talks about these solutions. So the first thing, if you have a lot of student loans, a bunch of federal loans, a bunch of different interest rates, combine them into one, which is called consolidation, and at least you'll have one loan to pay at a lower interest rate than if you have all these different loans spread all over the place. A website to help people there would be consolidatecollege.com. That's what's called the Student Loan Help Center. And even if you're behind, even if you're delinquent on your student loans, you can still consolidate them. But it can be kind of complicated, so here's somebody who can kind of help you get through that process. That's the first thing you can do, Deanna. The second thing you can do, and a lot of people don't realize this, you can refinance your student loans to a much lower interest rate, typically about 2 to 3%, using some of these clearinghouses that will help you do that. My favorite one is a place called Credible, C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E. Their website is credible.com. And then you just put / money answers. I know it's me that way. You get $200 off your first payment. And they have about 5 or 6 different lenders who compete for your business to get you a refinance of your student loans. So you combine federal loans, and say you had private loans, which might be at 9 or 10% or much higher interest rates, combine them all into one in the 2 to 3% range. And I'm not making the loans magically disappear, but pay them off at 2 or 3% and consolidated instead of 9 or 10% is going to help you pay them off much quicker.
Wow. Well, I think that so many students, former students, are just overwhelmed and they just don't see a way out. But thank you for
that
information.
Well, that's the way out. There is one other way. I'll give you one other way, Deanna, which is there's something called the Income-Based Repayment Program, or the IBR program. And if you fit certain criteria, I'll tell you what they are. You pay the minimum on your student loans for 10 years, and then after that, no matter how much you owe, the rest of it is forgiven. That is a way out of it. So to qualify for that, you have to work for the government, state, local, federal, post office, military, any kind of government organization of any kind. You have to work in the nonprofit sector, 501c3, could be a church, a charity, philanthropic group, any kind of a nonprofit. And then there are specific cases where, for example, say they want doctors to work on an Indian reservation and nobody wants to do it. If you do that, you'll have your medical loan forgiven after 10 years. Or, a nurse in an inner city hospital. There's a lot of specific places where they have a hard time getting people to take those jobs. If you do that, you get the IBR program, and you can get rid of your loans that way. The same website I just gave you before, consolidatecollege.com, can tell you how to qualify for that income-based repayment program. So that's about the most magic I can pull out of a hat to make those loans go away.
Wonderful. Now, what about mortgage strategies?
Yeah, it's huge. This is the people's biggest loan. Although student loans is getting close to it, but people have huge mortgages these days. The price of real estate's gone up a lot. Luckily, mortgage rates have been pretty low, but people have taken on bigger mortgages than they really know. Now, there's a strategy I like to talk about, which most people have not heard about, which is called the mortgage optimization strategy, which literally allows you to pay off a 30-year mortgage in about 5 to 7 years on your existing level of income just by moving your money in a different way than the traditional way. There's a website for that, too, which is truthinequity.com, truthinequity.com. I'm just going to give you an oversimplified example, Dan, of how that might work. See, with the traditional mortgage system, you make the same payment for 30 years. The first 10 to 15 years, almost all interest. You're making very, very little progress on the principal. And then the last few years, you pay off the principal. And then if you refinance the mortgage, you start the interest all over again up front. Even though you might have a lower rate, all that interest you paid for many years is pretty much thrown away. Meanwhile, you're keeping your money in their checking account earning zero, right? That's the current system, which works so well for the banks. You give them your money for free, and you pay them interest for 30 years, basically. So with mortgage optimization, you turn the tables, and your money is actually working for you every day instead of working for the bank. And the way that works is this. You use what's called a home equity line of credit, a HELOC, H-E-L-O-C, which is a liquid line against your house. It's kind of like a second mortgage against your house. You can put money in. You can take it out whenever you like. You keep your income, your paycheck, dividends, interest, anything you're getting, in the HELOC instead of in your checking account, and that money is pushing down the balance every day. It's what's called average daily balance. So I'll just give you an oversimplified example. Say you had a $50,000 HELOC. You got paid for $1,000. Instead of keeping the $1,000 in your checking account earning nothing, you just put the $1,000 on the HELOC. Instead of owing $50,000, you owe $49,000. So you're paying interest on $49,000 instead of $50,000. You see what I mean? And then just keep doing that. And literally every day you're making progress on the principal on your mortgage at an accelerating rate. And then you feed from the HELOC into the first mortgage, paying it off in big kind of chunks. And literally, you can pay your mortgage off in about 5 or 6 years on your existing level of income. This is something you will never hear about from the banks, because the banks do not want you to know about something else. They like the current system very, very well. At sure. That free website I gave you, truthinequity.com, they have what's called a profile, personal profile. You put in your income, your expenses, your mortgage, your house value, all these things. And it's going to instantly come back and say, okay, with what you're doing right now, it's going to take you 28 years to pay off your mortgage. With the numbers you just gave us, it's going to take 6.5 years, whatever it comes out to be. And then they show you step by step how to do it. There are three things you need to make this work. First thing, you got to have equity in your house. You can't be underwater. Second thing, you got to have a decent credit score, maybe 680 or higher, to qualify for that HELOC. And the third thing, positive cash flow. During the month, more money coming in than going out, because that positive cash flow is what's going towards pushing that balance down. I bet most of your listeners would have those three things. So literally, what I've just described to them will help them pay off their mortgage 25 years faster than they ever thought possible, and literally save tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in needless interest.
Now, would acquiring an amortization schedule from the mortgage company also allow you to make principal payments along with your regular payment? That's what I did.
But the problem with that, and people do that, say you make extra principal payments towards your 30-year mortgage, that may cut 2 or 3 years, I'm being generous, 2 or 3 years off your payment. So that'll help you 27 years from now. Okay, that's nice, but it's not that big a deal. Here, with the same money you've already got, you're talking about 5 years instead of 27 years. Okay? When you make an extra principal payment to your mortgage, you can't get the money back out. It's what I call a one-way mousetrap. You can't write a check on your mortgage, right? So you put that money in. It cuts your current cash flow, the money you've given to the extra principal you don't have access to anymore, and it only cuts your mortgage payment off by, whatever, 2 or 3 years, because you're giving them money now. It applies, it helps you a long time from now, 25 years from now. So I like the idea of paying off the mortgage faster, but that's the absolute slowest way to pay off your mortgage faster, I guess you might say.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Did mortgage optimization make sense to you?
Yes. I did mine faster because I doubled up on a lot of stuff. So
good. The faster, the better. I like people to be out of debt into more debt. And when people refinance their mortgage, they say, oh, it's great. I got a new lower payment, a new lower rate. What they forgot is they just started a new 30-year clock all over again. Right?
That
and all
is
the
so
interest
sad.
Is up front.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. What
Very
an awful
typical.
Thing. And you've talked about the stock market. And,
yes.
That's really a chancy thing to invest in, wouldn't you say?
Well, it is. It's been on a tremendous ride here. We've had one record high after another. There's a reason why. Earnings are very good. Everything that President Trump is talking about as far as deregulation and cutting taxes is all good for investors. Globally, you know, we're doing very well. Interest rates are still low, so the alternatives to stocks don't look that attractive. So there's a reason why the market's going up so much. I mean, some of it is fundamentals now, and some of it is anticipation of what could happen. I mean, say, for example, President Trump's proposal to cut corporate taxes from 35% to 20% happens. I'm not sure it will, but say it did. Well, that would be an enormous increase in profitability for companies doing the same thing. They get to keep a lot more of their profits. Now, what are they going to do with it? They may build new factories and hire new workers. I hope so, but I'm not sure. But for sure what they're going to do with it is raise dividends and buy back more stock, which helps stockholders. So clearly, what President Trump is talking about and is already anticipated to some extent would help the stock market go up even higher. And that's why it's had such an enormous move since Election Day, anticipating potential tax reform.
Okay. Well,
It's going to be scary, but there's still good ways to get it. I'll give you two very simple ways. You could do an index fund, which just matches like the S&P 500, Vanguard or Fidelity, any of them have it. One fund I like particularly is what's called the Exponential Technologies Fund, and the symbol for that is XT, and they have 200 companies in there from around the world, from many, many different industries, that have exponential growth, not incremental, but exponential growth, in many fields, in communications, in robotics, artificial intelligence, chips, oil and gas exploration, all kinds of different things. If you do it right, your growth is exponential. A company like a Facebook or Google is not growing incrementally, it's growing exponentially. So if you're going along for the ride on those kind of companies, you're probably going to do pretty well, and you're widely diversified among 200 companies. So That's an exchange-traded fund you can buy in the market very easily, the symbol XT, where you can have really good growth. I've been at it for a while. It's done very well.
Now, we mentioned earlier, or we talked about earlier, what kind of a consequence has the hurricanes had on the economy? We hear about 32,000 people losing their jobs as a result of Hurricane Harvey and other things. Now, how does that play into what you've just said? With people losing their jobs...
Yeah, in the short run, it took a major hit to the economy, no question about it. Harvey really, really hit Texas hard. Irene really, really hit Florida hard. Maria pretty much wiped out Puerto Rico. So in the short term, tremendous devastation, and as you say, people losing their jobs, losing their homes, their possessions, their cars, their schools. I mean, it's devastating, all of them. But in the long run, it's going to be a huge rebuilding effort in all of these places, particularly Texas and Florida, which are two of our biggest and fastest-growing states. One limiting factor is there's a shortage of construction labor. We had a shortage before that. You try getting a carpenter now, they're all going to go down to Texas and Florida where they've got enough work the next 10 lifetimes. There could be a shortage of building materials because a lot of plywood and stuff's going to go down that direction. So in the short run, I agree, it took a big hit. But in the long run, the rebuilding is going to be massive, and the money is going down there now. Insurance payments are going out. They got to rebuild entire neighborhoods. So it's unfortunate what happened, but in the long run, I think it's positive for the economy.
Okay. What about the amount of credit card debt? It seems astronomical. I know people who charge everything, and the interest rate is sometimes, 18% or so? I usually pay mine off monthly. But how can people justify doing that? I mean, don't they think ahead?
Convenience is what it comes down to. We have over $1 trillion in credit card debt now. The average interest rate is 13%, but a lot of people, as you say, 18%, 20%, 25%, 30%, just ridiculously high interest rates. And remember, this is at a time when you're earning zero in your savings account, right? So the banks are making all the money here. About 40% of the people who have credit card debt revolve the balances, meaning pay interest every month. 60% are like you and pay it off in full. So there's a lot of people out there who just don't have the money, and they're making the minimum payments, maybe a little bit more than the minimums. It could take you 30 years to pay off your credit card debt if you just pay the minimums on these things. So here are two specific strategies that can help you get the credit card debt under control. First one, get better credit cards. You do not have to be paying 18 or 25% on a credit card. There's perfectly good cards that are lower interest rate. Here's a free website you can find the best ones anywhere, guidetocreditcard.com. All the best deals are there, low interest rates, rebates, frequent flyer miles, whatever it may be. You don't have to put up with these ridiculous cards. The ones that you get in the mail, Deanna, are the worst. Okay, those are the ones with the highest interest rates, biggest fees, the shortest grace periods. You got to go after them, but there's a simple website. You can sign up for them right there, guidetocreditcard.com. The second thing, if you've got a lot of credit card debt, go to a national nonprofit credit counseling organization because they will consolidate all your credit card debt into one at a lower interest rate, like 6 or 7%. And get you out of debt much more quickly than you ever could on your own. My favorite place there is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. They're a nonprofit. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. So hopefully those will help.
All righty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour is Jordan Goodman. His website is moneyanswers.com. I invite you to visit that website. And if you have specific questions that you would like to ask, there's an opportunity for you to do that. And we were talking before the break about credit cards. And I know that there are people who have numerous credit cards. They have maybe a MasterCard, and then maybe they have six or seven cards for various department stores. Isn't that just a little bit unwise? Well, a lot
it
unwise.
It's a lot of temptation, and those department store cards in particular have extremely high interest rates. People take them on because they say, oh, get a card and you'll get 10% off today if you shop in the store. Well, that's nice, but if you don't have the money to pay the bill when it comes in, you're going to pay a lot more in interest than you saved on the 10%, if you see what I mean. If you save 10% and you're paying 25%, when the bill comes in because you don't have enough money to pay the bill, it wins for the stores, but it doesn't win for you. So I agree with you. I mean, my strategy with credit cards is concentrate your spending on the cards where you're going to get the benefits that are best for you. Have maybe two or three of them, and then don't overdo it. Say you want to take a trip somewhere. Concentrate your spending on a particular frequent flyer card so you get frequent flyer miles. You want to buy a GM car, you know, get GM points. You want to go to Disney World, get Disney World points. You want to get cash rebates. You can get 5 or 6% cash rebates. So get two or three of the best cards that are best for your situation. Concentrate your spending and do it that way. That'll build your credit over time. And again, the website I gave before that could help you is guidetocreditcard.com. You can find all the best cards for your needs right there.
You mentioned temptation. When I was younger, there was a temptation to buy something because I had a credit card for a particular department store, was to buy something that I wouldn't have purchased if I'd had to pay cash for it. because maybe it didn't have the money. And so, yes, temptation is, it's something that people have.
But drives the American economy, right? I mean, credit cards didn't exist before like the 1950s, and the economy has expanded dramatically because it's given people credit in a very convenient, easy way that allows them to go out and spend money they don't have. That's why the economy is doing so well, because people do exactly that. I mean, the old days, it sounds like ancient days, people used to have what they call Christmas clubs. We'd actually put money aside every month in an account that would earn 5%, and come December, you'd have saved up money to pay for Christmas presents. I mean, nobody knows what that is today, but the whole idea of actually saving up for something before you buy it is like completely foreign to most people today. They buy it first and then figure out how to pay for it later. In fact, not that far from now, we're going to have the holiday season here, and something like 40 to 50% of the people going into the holiday season say in advance, I'm going to be buying holiday presents, knowing I do not have the money to pay it. And when the bills come in January and February, they're going to revolve the balance and pay interest on gifts. I mean, a physical gift, not that bad, but what I really don't like is paying interest on a consumable item. You know, you had a dinner, and you're paying interest on the dinner you ate a month ago. You don't even remember what you ate. You're still paying interest on it. That really drives me crazy.
That really is bad. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, or my a vacation. Goodness. You know, something consumable. Yes, you had a wonderful vacation, but I don't want to be paying interest on a vacation I took a month ago. Right.
Oh. Now, what about small businesses who fail to get a loan or they're turned down by the traditional bank and they still want to go into business?
So this is a big problem today because the new regulations from Washington, the Dodd-Frank law, which was passed in 2010, but they've spun out a lot of regulations, make it very, very difficult to get a small business loan from traditional banks. Banks today want inventory. They want something they can seize. So the more you need the loan, the less they want to give it to you. If you don't need a loan, they'll give you all the money you want, basically. But the businesses that are growing, that are creating jobs, that are innovative, that are starting out, those are the ones that need the capital, and they have a very, very hard time getting it from traditional banks. So there's an alternative kind of financial system that's come up. There's these clearinghouses that put small businesses together with people who want to lend to small businesses, and you can get loans that are not through traditional banks. My favorite one of these things is called CorporateLendingSolutions.com. They also have a phone number, 800-261-6478. And what they do is you as a small business, call them up, and they vet you, and then they'll put you together with somebody to get you a small business loan.
Fabulous. All righty, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour is Jordan Goodman. His website is moneyanswers.com. And we have a question, an email question about Bitcoin. What are the advantages, disadvantages, future outlook, etc.?
Well, the future outlook's pretty strong. It's kind of taken as a way to not be under the government's control. Bitcoin is one of many so-called cryptocurrencies. Currently, they're worth about $130 billion, all of them combined. About 50% are Bitcoin is what it's worth. Now, this last week, Deanna, Bitcoin for the first time ever went over $5,000 per Bitcoin. About 3 years ago, it was about $10. So it's gone up super dramatically. So some of it is speculation, and some of it is actually people using. For example, the countries of Korea, Japan, and Australia officially allow transactions in Bitcoin. So it has a real-life use as well as being a speculative thing. So it goes up and down. So the risks are it's very volatile, but the long-term future, I think, is extremely bright for cryptocurrencies.
Interesting. What do you think also about having gold and silver?
Gold makes some sense. It hasn't done that much lately. Gold's about $1,300 an ounce. Silver is maybe $18, $19 an ounce. Rather than owning physical gold and silver, I would do the exchange-traded funds, traded on the stock exchange. Like for gold, it's GLD, and for silver, it's SLV. Or you could do gold mining shares. If you want to do an exchange-traded fund of those, that would be GDX, which has got all the gold mining companies in one place. or silver. There's one called Silver Wheaton, for example. So it's okay, you know, 10% of your portfolio maybe. But overall, right now in the world, inflation remains very low. In fact, there's deflation in parts of the world. Gold and silver tend to do well, and there's more inflation, and that's just not the situation right now. So I don't see gold exploding dramatically because of the current economic situation.
Okay. Now, we were talking earlier about getting loans from traditional banks, and I think that as an independent contractor or somebody that is a small business person, there's also organizations where you can join with others with similar circumstances to get insurance or that kind of thing. Do you know anything about that or have any?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, health insurance is the big one because as an individual, even as an individual small business, it's hard to get decent health insurance. I mean, I'm a small business. I'm in New York, and I've had Empire Blue Cross for many years, and I got a note in July from them saying, as of January 1st, 2018, we are dropping all coverage in New York. So it's like, okay, that was a shock. And so I went back to my doctor, a very reputable doctor group, and I said, so who do you take? And they said, the only companies we take are Medicare and Empire Blue Cross. We're about to lose half our customers, and I have no place to go. I'm not 65 yet, so I can't get Medicare. So this is happening to small businesses all over the place, is their carriers are being lost. So if you join an association, that is a way of potentially getting coverage through the association you couldn't get as an individual small business or as an individual as well.
Right. Okay. You talk about selling unneeded life insurance policies.
Right.
Which I've never heard of before.
So this is what's called the life settlement market. And many people have life insurance policies they've been paying premiums for many years. I mean, maybe it did its job. It covered you in case something happened to you and your kids, you know, would be covered. But now maybe you're 55 or 60 or 70 or older and you don't need it anymore. What most people do is they let their life insurance policy lapse and they get nothing for it. And the insurance company is very happy about that. They've taken your premiums all these years, never paid you a dime, and they're happy just to keep your money. Now, what people don't realize is there's a whole market out there for people and institutions wanting to buy your life insurance policy for potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in return for becoming the beneficiary. So when you die, they get the death benefit. I'll just give you a simple example, Deanna. Say you had a million-dollar policy, and say you're 70 years old, and if you were to let the thing lapse, it becomes worthless. Say you were to sell that in the life settlement market, maybe you'd get $300,000 for it. I'm just making up a number. So you get $300,000 in cash now. The buyer becomes the beneficiary of the policy. So when you die, they get the $1 million, right? So you get your cash up front. Now, they don't know when you're going to die, so that's why they do kind of medical underwriting. In fact, the sicker you are and the older you are, the more diseases you have, the more money you're going to get because they don't think you're going to last that long, actually.
Amazing. I've never heard of anything
like
this.
Huge market. And the insurance company is never going to tell you about that, right? They want you to let the policy lapse. Here's a free website where you can find out more about it, which is called FundingLife.com, F-U-N-D-I-N-G, FundingLife.com. They've also got a phone number, 877-485-6681. And basically what they do is they put the buyer and seller together. You, as the life insurance policy owner, would be the seller of the policy. They've got tons of buyers waiting to buy. You know, they want to give you $300,000 in return for getting $1 million when you die, right? It makes sense from their point of view, too. And they take over the premiums. That is, you don't have to pay the premiums anymore. You're not the beneficiary. You just get the cash. So a lot of people who are in retirement don't realize they have an enormous asset there that could potentially create a lot of income for them. And the insurance companies, as I said, insurance agents, never going to tell you about this. Just like we talked before about mortgage optimization, the banks will never tell you about that either. They're doing what's in their interest, not in your interest.
Wow. That is amazing. Never heard of that before, ever.
Yeah. Most people haven't, because the insurance companies don't want to tell you about it. I'm giving you a lot of inside tips here, you know, that most people have never heard about.
And I am grateful for that. Thank you. What about these reverse mortgages? It seems to me to
be
a scam.
Well, it's not a scam. You've got to be careful with it. But a reverse mortgage is appropriate if you're over age 62, you've got equity in your house, you have a mortgage, you're going to use the reverse mortgage to pay off your underlying mortgage and then get cash on top of that. You get to stay in your house. Now, every year that goes by, you're probably not going to make any payments on it, so interest is accruing, but they don't give you the full value of the house. They might give you 40 or 50% of the value of the house. So say you had a house worth $200,000, they may give you $100,000, you know, something like that, which you use to pay off your underlying mortgage, so you don't have a mortgage payment anymore. So say your mortgage is $50,000, so you have $50,000 in cash that you can then invest, and then over time, it's accruing interest, and either when you die or leave or sell the home, then that's when the reverse mortgage gets paid back. So it's not the worst thing. It's just there are some fees involved. You got to make sure you're dealing with reputable people. But there definitely are reputable people in that area, and if people email me, I'll be glad to help them get that. So in the right circumstance, it can be okay.
Okay, great. Now, you've mentioned that there are people, such as the military, the police, fire, EMTs, doctors, and other service professionals who can get big discounts on buying and financing a home.
Correct. These are what I call American heroes. And a hero is defined as anybody in the medical field, emergency medical technician, EMTs, firemen, policemen, military, dentists, teachers, anybody kind of in the service business are defined as heroes. And there's a website people can find out about this more, which is called heroescomefirst.com. And what they do is they give you when you're buying a home or selling a home, they give you a rebate of part of the commission that the real estate agent will get. When you're getting a mortgage, you get a lower mortgage rate and lower fees. And in general, just lots of benefits. These are people who are putting their lives on the line, Deanna, and we don't thank them enough. So here's an actual tangible way that heroes can get paid and save a lot of money in buying or selling a home. So again, the website for that, heroescomefirst.com, and they've also got a phone number, which is 800-272-5626. You probably haven't heard about that one either.
No.
It's good to thank these people, right?
Yes. Getting back to the insurance, I've always thought that, we buy insurance because we're afraid that something is going to happen. Now, I have actually never had an automobile accident. Somebody did run into me. I was turning left, and she decided to pass me. And, of course, that wasn't my fault. And that happened decades ago. But I've paid insurance, car insurance, for decades and never had to use it. And so, I don't know. I think it's kind of we buy it out of fear.
Well, that's what insurance is about. Insurance, as I like to say about insurance, it's the one thing you buy hoping never to use it. Because if you need to use it, it's too late to buy it. Okay? In other words, if you've got a tornado coming at you, it's a little late to buy tornado insurance, okay? If you've just had a car accident, I mean, with car insurance, you have to buy it. You know, it's mandatory, but in most states. A lot of people going without health insurance today. Well, if they're healthy, it's fine. But the moment something happens to them, either through their fault or not, and they have huge amounts of medical bills, they can be sunk financially. So the idea of insurance is many people pay into it. Most of them don't use it because it's, you know, they're healthy or they don't have car accidents. And then the money is used to pay the people that do have issues. So it always feels bad to pay insurance premiums until you need it. And then you say, thank God. I mean, like the people, think of the people in Houston or Florida whose homes were wiped out. 80% of the people in Houston did not have flood insurance. And their homes got flooded with all their possessions. Right. And so they're wiped out. I mean, it's not only the homes, but all the possessions in the homes. Right? So they didn't buy flood insurance because they said it'll never happen to me, and then it did. Okay, so that's the classic case of insurance. You hope never to use it because when you need to use it, it's too late to get it.
80%. Oh my gosh, that's tragic.
It is. People, they lost their homes. their possessions, their cars, their jobs, their schools. I mean, just people completely wiped out. And if you don't have insurance, nobody's going to pick up the pieces. So there's a lot of people hurting down there. And the same thing in Florida. You think of what happened in the Keys or Marco Island or a lot of the places along the West Coast that really got hit hard there. Now, some of that's insured, but a lot of it is not. And those people are really hurting. Think of what's happening in Puerto Rico right now. I mean, a lot of that was not insured. They're just hoping for a government bailout, basically, because they don't have private insurance money to cover that.
Oh, bless their hearts. Tragic.
It is.
And we hear a lot about identity theft. And
huge.
How big is it?
Well, I mean, we just had the biggest breach in history last month with Equifax, where 143 million people had their basic identity information hacked. Now, this is not like when the Home Depot was hacked. Okay, so it's an inconvenience, but you get a new credit card number. At Equifax, they had your name, Social Security number, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, your address, all the basic information about you that cannot be changed. You can't change your Social Security number or your date of birth, right? So once an ID thief has these things, they can go to the races. They create new credit in your name, do all kinds of nefarious things. So that's what's so upsetting about the Equifax hack. You got to protect yourself. You just got to. So what I do, I mean, I use LifeLock as a way of protecting myself. Actually, if you go to LifeLock, LifeLock.com, and tell them Money Answers, you know, that's me, they get 10% off your payment. You set limits of how much activity you want to be covered. So say $100 or $500. Anytime there's a transaction of $100 or more in your bank account and your credit cards and your insurance policies, they give you an email and say, was that you? And if you say, no, it wasn't me, you can move right in there and stop it from getting worse. A lot of people have no clue they're being victimized until weeks or months later. So that's a way of notifying you when you're getting hit by an ID theft. Have you ever been a victim yourself, Deanna?
Yes, I have. I have had to change my credit card number twice because it has been stolen or used by somebody.
I mean, that's kind of a mild inconvenience, but you can change your credit card number easily. But you can't change this other information I mentioned because that stuck to you for life, and that's what got out of Equifax. So that's why, and it's not as though people say, oh, well, I'll freeze my credit account for 90 days. Yeah, that's nice. 5 years from now, the fraudsters can still use your Social Security number and date of birth and so on. So that's why people are so vulnerable.
Okay, so how did this occur? How did this happen? And how is Equifax handling this? Are they offering some benefit or some sort of a service?
They're offering credit monitoring for a year to be able to monitor your credit and see what's going on. That's nice. Not enough, but that's nice. How this happened, I think the word incompetence comes to mind, actually. I mean, they were hacked beginning in about March. They were told by various people that they're, you know, people getting in there, taking the information. They worked on it for months. They finally figured out how to stop it in July, at the end of July. And then they told the public this was going on in September.
Oh.
So the hackers had a lot of chance to get in there and pull down all this information. So your information is now swimming around in the dark web, and who knows who's going to buy it and do all kinds of nefarious things with it. So it was complete incompetence. The CEO got fired. He was hauled before Congress, and they screamed at him a lot. The Equifax stock dropped sharply. So they've taken a hit, but nothing close to what they should have for the total incompetence of letting people. This is the most private information people have, and they had it all, and they let the hackers get in there.
And where were their IT guys protecting our information? Because this is just one of three entities that has this information.
Supposedly, Experian and TransUnion were not hacked yet. But, I mean, the IT guys at Equifax blew it. This is their major role in life, is to protect your information, and the hackers were smarter than them. So there's no excuse possible that I'm concerned. They should not have let this happen, and a lot of people are getting hurt by this. And just offering credit monitoring for a year is not enough.
Right, because as you say, these people will keep this information and use it
forever.
Forever. Wow.
So you got to monitor it. I mean, that's the situation. It's horrible. But at least when you have LifeLock, if something funny goes on, they'll notify you, and then you can do something about it. Otherwise, you're not notified. If somebody created a new credit card in your name, for example, and then went out and spent on it, you wouldn't find out until you get your statement, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later. And by that time, they've already cleaned you out, and they moved on to the next victim.
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes when I heard about this Equifax situation, okay, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour today is Jordan Goodman. His website is moneyanswers.com. Be sure and look at the list of his books that are available. The titles are, well, very, very interesting. I really like the one, Reading Between the Lies, How to Detect Fraud and Avoid Becoming a Victim of Wall Street's Next Scandal.
I actually came out with that after Enron and after WorldCom and Martha Stewart and all the things in the early 2000s. Because if you looked afterwards, you could see why all these things were fraudulent. Nobody seemed to pick it up beforehand, but there are all kinds of tricks that Enron was playing they were the hottest company around for a while. They were like the Google of their day, you know.
They were,
but it was all a sham in the end. In fact, there was a movie made about that called The Smartest Boys in the Room. I don't know if you ever saw that, about the whole Enron scandal. And I was actually in that movie for about 5 seconds. They had me when I was on NBC in that movie saying it's all a fraud and so on. So hopefully we've learned some lessons from that. But it happens all the time. People are playing with the books, and investors don't know what to do.
And who would have thought that Martha Stewart, Little Miss Homemaker, would go to prison?
Well, she did. That was for insider trading, and she went to prison for quite a while. I guess they had some a nice kitchen there for a while in West Virginia.
That's great. I tend to be a little bit suspicious, and I was during the break, I was thinking, what if it was the guys over at LifeLock that hacked Equifax? Wouldn't that be kind of interesting?
It would be. I don't think that would be good for their business, though. So I'm concerned if LifeLock got hacked, because they've got all the information as well.
But
that hasn't happened yet, and I hope they've got good security walls. I mean, you can be paranoid in this world, but you've got to kind of get on with your life and do the best you can. And I just want to be warned if something strange happens. You were hit with your credit card. One time I had an email saying, we're just checking to make sure you want to change your password, so you can take $10,000 out of a ATM in Las Vegas at 4 in the morning. And I said, no, that's not me. Don't let them do that. And it turns out it was a Bulgarian mafia wing that had, you know, bought people's credit card numbers on the dark web or something like that. You know, it's not as though you did anything wrong, but your information gets out there anyway, and nefarious people can do all kinds of strange stuff with it.
Right.
That's why you got to protect yourself.
Well, there's all kinds of scams going on. You have phone calls saying, this is the IRS, we are investigating you, and it isn't them at all. They're not going to call you up and leave some
IRS
silly message.
Correct.
No, they're going to send you a letter or something. But people fall for this, and it's very unfortunate.
The biggest scandal with the IRS, if you want to know the biggest scandal with the IRS, it's people are getting tax returns filed in their names to get refunds issued to their other bank account. And then people file their real tax return. The IRS said, no, don't file. We've already got your return. They said, no, I didn't file. There were 20 million people in the last year that had false tax returns filed in their names, because the IRS sends out refunds electronically right away, and they ask questions later. So they took advantage of that, and they were getting refunds from people who hadn't even filed their tax returns yet.
And one must ask, what has happened to our culture that would provoke all of this dishonesty?
I think greed is the word that jumps to mind.
Yes. Well, thank you so very much for being on the program today.
Thanks, Dan. I'm glad to help your listeners at moneyanswers.com.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, stay tuned. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.